Welcome to another round of the Monday Waffle. You're joined today by Jack Davidson,
Michael Stamp,
Bonnie Rayner,
Abby Jelmy.
Abby Jelmy, welcome as a late inclusion. You're the 25th man, the emergency.
Look, I'm happy to be subbed on, take off the red vest.
25th man? What's with that?
I was mixing cricket into it.
Mixing. All sports.
Bit of integration. Why not? Sports.
It's called synergy.
Synergy.
Hey, Stampy, what'd you like about the weekend?
Good Friday footy. How good was it? Abby and I went along with Tara as well. About 3,000 fans there. It was just awesome. Did you expect that crowd, Abby?
The turnout was incredible, and trying to get a park was the first indication that it was going to be a great game. But it just had this, after all week, listening and hearing on Talkback, the different people, it's pretty contentious to have sport in this country on the Friday when they're supposed to be observing, of course, a very spiritual day. To see the response, fans voted with their feet. They want footy, and the Waffle is leading in this kind of term by having the footy on, and it was great.
Yeah, and it was so good having an actually good game as well. Like East Perth, we'll talk about it later on, but East Perth started out pretty slow but came back, and the last quarter was fantastic. Seeing two teams go at it, both crowds just getting into the game, supporting their players on. It was awesome to watch and awesome to be there.
Both teams at their home ground as well. So it really had that sense of you could walk past the Subi fans, then walk past the East Perth fans. So you really got a sense of everyone being there. A lot of kids around. It was just good fun.
And they remain unbeaten as well.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think of Colin Sylvia getting 2 weeks only?
Well, I mean, looking at the footage, when you see the amount of ground he covered to deck that guy, and particularly considering that he was considered concussed when he hit the ground, the fact that doctors then came out later and said, look, he wasn't concussed, to only get 2 weeks for that, I think sets an
corruption.
Awful precedent.
Yeah, I smell corruption, Jack.
Well, the main problem is that this game happened on, the Saturday? And the report came in Monday afternoon, an hour and a half before the tribunal sat.
Something fishy going on. I don't know.
If he was called concussed by a SCAT test, a recognised test that every club is across, and then is suddenly overruled 90 minutes before the tribunal hearing.
And it's funny, the doctor that came in was the Peel doctor, who's also
a Fremantle,
the Fremantle doctor. So, you know, they're prize recruit, they want him to play. But obviously, they got him down to 2 weeks, which is good for them, but it's
not
good for the Waffle.
It doesn't set much of a precedent for any future encounters that happen. It doesn't really set a ground on which it would discourage players from...
Yep, the Lions got up 106-82. They're undefeated, so they're 5-0. East Perth now go to 3-2, which puts them fourth on the ladder. Sliding down a little, but Subiaco are just playing so good. Jared Schofield's got them playing
tight footy.
Yeah, they're playing awesome. And I tell you what, if this guy's not leading the Sandover medal, George Hampson, he's averaging 22 touches a game. He kicked 5 goals in the weekend with 24 touches. This guy has to be leading the Sandover after 5 games.
Yeah, look, they are just really punching through all their opposition.
Yeah, Hampson's definitely kicking more goals than points. He's also equal second for the leading goal kickers, so he's doing a lot right, isn't he?
He certainly is, Bonnie. East Perth, a few Eagles players playing really well. Sam Butler's cleaning up in the Waffle, but if he wants to get into the Eagles side, he needs to perform a bit better, needs to use the ball a bit better. Scotty Lysett's playing really well. He might come back into the side. It was interesting, East Perth playing both Ruckman, Lysett and Sinclair. Lysett was hands down better than Sinclair. He kicked 5 goals and had about 20-odd hit-outs. So he was very good across the ground. Who else was there?
It was a bit of the battles of the Eagles tall men in that they're obviously playing on the same team, but they're looking to get that acknowledgement to be moved up to the big side. But there was definitely a presence down there in terms of people wanting to watch the West Coast seconds.
And just a quick one, Darren Glass is likely to be suspended this week.
Yep. Oh.
Jeremy McGovern has been playing outstanding footy at fullback for the Royals. He could come into the Eagles side. He hasn't played a game for them. Look for him to be a surprise inclusion this week.
Is he your player to watch?
Yeah, you could say that, Bonnie. Oh, he's my player to watch.
I'll pick you up on that next week, see how you go with that call.
Peel versus Sharks. Let's go through that one.
Peel is shit. Next game?
Poor Peel. That's all we can really say about this game, can we? Just their consistency with that awful form. It would be hard to be a supporter this season.
Going into halftime, they're only down by 4 points. Kicking 4 goals straight away after halftime.
Let's not forget, this was another Good Friday game. Didn't get as many people as the game at Medibank Stadium. There was only about 2,000, but still, good
well,
crowd.
This was on Peel's home ground.
Exactly.
Well.
So down in Mandurah.
2,000 is a great turnout, particularly for a Peel game, and they would have been praying for an Easter miracle in front of a home crowd, which unfortunately they just couldn't pull through.
Yep, so the Sharkies got up 12 goals, 14, 86 to 10 goals, 8, 68. Yo. Tom Sheridan was, you would be pretty stoked about that one, Jack.
Couldn't wipe a smile off my face.
The Sharks midfielders were at it again. Brad Dalziel had 25 possessions. Roy O'Brien, the Sandover medalist, had 28. His namesake, Brock O'Brien, had 29. For the Thunder, Tom Sheridan had 32, so Dockers might want to include him this week. Bit of pressure on Zach Clark and the Dockers team.
Isn't there just?
John Griffin and Jack Hanneth played very well, so look for one of them to push for selection. Zach Clark needs to start performing if he wants to keep his spot in the side.
Bit like Jack with the Monday Waffle. He's got to keep performing if he wants to keep his spot. Ha, ha, ha.
South Freo upset West Perth by 23 points at Arena Joondalup. Tell me more.
It's the Bulldogs' first win of the season, so
yeah,
it's good
Hazelby.
For them. About time they got a win.
Yeah.
So it's 15 goals, 8, 98, to 10 goals, 15, 75. Pretty inaccurate goal kicking from West Perth. Where are the Falcons at?
I don't know, but fun fact. Time for a Jack's fun facts. South Freo have won 15 out of the last 23 matches against West Perth, so they're statistically in favour to win.
Well, why didn't you tell us that last week? Well, specifically me.
Before tipping. I mean, come on.
Falcons. But seriously, where are the Falcons at? They're the defending premiers. They're outside the top four at the moment. Anyone got an idea?
Your guess is
they're
as
up
good
and
as
down.
Mine.
They're all over the place. Although they were saying South Freo was winless this season, largely due to missed opportunities. They have had the chance to be capitalising, they just haven't. So I think the fans will be very happy with the way they performed this weekend.
Hey, Ben Saunders, 7 goals.
If so you that, don't mind.
Yeah, thank you
five
very much.
5 in a row, either side of the third. Oh,
lovely work.
Single-handedly Tara, destroyed.
That's Tara's
Falcons.
Pick for this for the Bernie Naylor. So yeah. She's doing very
she's
well there.
She's nailing it.
Hey, there was a big return for the Falcons as well. Andrew Cracker returned for his first game in the Waffle for a few years since he played for Swan Districts. He had a very quiet game, though. He had only 7 touches and 1 goal. But good to see him back in the WAFL. Mm. He'll draw a few people to the games each week.
Yeah. Also, Sabby, I think I worked out where the Falcons go. Maybe they're flying south for the winter.
Oh, stop it. They did come between within 18 points at the 15-minute mark of the last quarter. So they were competitive. They were in it, but they just weren't able to hold on.
Absolutely. Another guy that's pushing for the Sandover medal, he'd have to be up there, is Hayden Schlothy, the former Docker. He had 37 touches, 6 tackles and 5 inside 50s. He's running amok in the midfield. Him and Ashton Hams are getting the ball for them. Look, this could be the start of a winning streak for the Bulldogs, but you never know. They've got the derby this week against the Sharkies. You'll be down there, won't you, Jack?
Oh, all over it like a rash.
Just on West Perth as well, your boy Shane Nelson only had 12 touches.
Not a great game for Nelsie.
Not good. Aaron Black had 29 possessions. Just getting back to West Perth and the inconsistency, they won by 100 points last week against the Eagles. I should say Royals. That was a joke. They won by 100, and this week they lose to the bottom team. So, where do we see them going from here?
Tipping nightmare. Nowhere. I think that's the thing. With any quality side, you've got to look for consistency. And at the moment, you don't know if they're going to smash a side by 100 or be losing the week following. So,
yeah, the only side that we're seeing with consistency is Subiaco with 5 straight wins, and we didn't pick them at the start of the season to actually do very well.
And Bonnie, you have a fun fact for everyone.
I sure do. Perth have not made the finals since 1997.
What?
Ooh.
That's my fun fact. They came close last season. I think they finished 5th on the ladder, but haven't made the finals since 1997.
I don't think that's very fun for any Perth supporter.
Not fun, but fun for me thinking that I've got a good fact.
Yeah, well played.
Hey, speaking of Perth, they went down by the narrowest of margins.
1 point.
Against the Swan Districts on the weekend. I'm speechless.
Echoes.
Yeah. It hurts.
But
it hurts.
Look, they started 3-0 to start the season. Now they've lost 2 straight. Swan Districts are playing awesome at the moment.
Won the last 3 games, only losing the first game against East Perth.
And they played very well in that game. Young gun Ricky Carey's leading the Bernie Naylor medal with 15 goals. Who would have thought that?
Wayne Carey who?
Wayne
Step aside. Yes. There's a new king of the goals. The Dutch. Because, come on.
So I've got some more fun facts for everybody. Mm-hmm. Round 4 last year, Perth won by 2 points. And in round 11 last year, Swanee D's won by 4 points. So they've always been a really traditionally tight team or tight game to go and see.
Hey, Tony Knott and Ryan Davis kicked 2 late goals to put Swans in front.
Yep.
Ryan Davis is playing very well as well, the former Eagle. He'd be up there in the Sandover medal as well. So I've given a few little favourites as of round 5. Yeah, there's some good players as well as Adam Faulkner. He had 30 touches for Swannies. They're playing well. Their midfield is doing very well at the moment. Matt Riggio and Blake Bokhurst playing good as well. Hey, Team Morton did okay on the weekend as well, even though they lost.
Yeah, they play well. But this guy caught my eye. Ben Power, debut ruckman, 27 hitouts, 6 marks, 5 tackles, and a goal, all in the absence of Mitchell Landeckers.
How old is Mr. Power?
24.
Okay, so he's a bit of a mature age, but
yeah,
good first game, though.
Yeah, exciting. So, you know, Busy's ruckman, tight position to play against. Well, to compete for, rather.
Yep.
Hopefully we see a bit more of him.
It's time for Tara's Tips.
Happy Easter to all you Monday wafflers out there. Enjoying the last of your 4-day weekend. And how, pray tell, did you start your 4-day weekend? Good Friday, a day that it is observed by the Christian faith as a day that commemorates the passion, suffering and death on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many Christians spend this day fasting, in prayer, repentance, and meditation on the agony and suffering of Christ. But how did you spend it? Were you at the football? I certainly popped down to Medibank Stadium to ascertain whether there is support for AFL scheduling a match, a feature blockbuster match, on Good Friday moving forward.
What would you ask if you had just one question?
Do you agree that Aussie Rules football should play on Good Friday?
Yeah, I think coming down on a Friday and having a family day out and watching the footy is a fantastic thing.
It's great.
So you support it?
Totally. Any kind of sport?
Well, because the rugby league, they play on Good Friday, and I can't see why AFL shouldn't play.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all.
Yes, I believe the Christians would probably have a problem with it. Well, it's something to do, isn't it, on Good Friday? We'd all just be sitting at home normally. Well,
our kids have disappeared into the crowd somewhere and we've been sitting back enjoying the afternoon, so I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yes, I do.
I think it should be played. I think it's a good opportunity for the smaller Victorian clubs to get an opportunity on the big stage.
Who do you barrack for in the AFL?
I'm a West Coast supporter.
Well, that's good of you to look after the smaller Victorian clubs. I'm a Bulldog supporter, so I appreciate that. That is the thing about football, and as Mike Brady says, you work to earn a living and on weekend comes a time, people like to get to the footy. But on weekends, people also like to go to church. As one of our Vox Poppers said, the Christians might have a problem with it, and I did source some such Christians who believe very strongly that Good Friday is a sacred day and that football should not be played.
I believe the AFL does not need to introduce Good Friday football. Tradition, our Aussie culture, for a lot of people, religious significance.
No, I don't think so, for lots of reasons. One is a religious day with quite significant beliefs around it, and I feel like it should be a day that's, you know, just set aside. Just the respect of the sacrifice that was made on that day, you know, for us all to be here. I don't take direct offence. However, I wish that, you know, as a nation, we would think about these things more than we do. There's so many other days of the year that we can play footy. This is one day out of the year that we could take just to respect the day.
People should be given a chance to honour and their commitment and have a rest from AFL. Players, their families get the opportunity to have quality time together.
Anzac Day is a day to commemorate sacrifices. How is that any different?
I would argue that it's very different because of, you know, this Anzac Day, and I love how people, you know, stood by the country and died for their country. But with the Lord giving his life for us, you know, he shed his blood for us to be alive. That's why we're all here. That's why, you know, our sins are erased. So I think it's very different.
You can't commemorate that with a football
game. No, I don't think so. I don't think anything can.
Yeah.
Truly. So, you know, in all fairness, I feel like it's a day that we should mourn. I think it's a day that we should be still.
There is just no need to introduce another corporate event on a sacred day. Definitely no AFL on Good Friday.
I fear we will never truly reach a consensus on this polarising matter. For some, sport is a religion, and for others, Good Friday is a massive day of significance in their religious calendar. Regardless of whether you praise the Lord or your local football team, from all of us here at the Monday Waffle, we hope that you had a happy and safe Easter with your friends and family. Thanks for getting your tips out with Tara. Join us next week.
It is round 6 preview. Bonnie in the field, what's going on?
Right, coming off the back of round 5, I'd like to give a special mention to our wafflers because I think our tipping is improving. The standards, we're getting there. Special mention to Katie, who's on top of the leaderboard. Now she's finally knocked Chris off his spot, which was bound to happen because Chris has been cheating a bit. So from this round, we had Katie, myself and Jack all get 3 out of 4. We're yet to have anyone get all 4. But we're getting there. We're improving. So, round 6. What have we got, guys?
Just quickly, Bonnie, name and shame Bonnie. Cool. What is the leaderboard?
The leaderboard. Good question. So, at the moment, we've got 7 members who compile our leaderboard. Katie, Chris and Jack are all on 11.
A 3-way tie. What?
Yeah, so a bit of controversy there. Round 6 will hopefully determine a leader so we don't have a 3-way tie anymore. But that's what it's at the moment. Then we've got Michael in 2nd place, who's only 1 behind. He's on 10. And then I'm closely behind Michael on 9. Tara is trailing me on 8. And Abby is our wonderful late addition. So she's only on 5.
I would like to stress the late admission of that because 5 is not looking good.
That's 5 off 2 rounds, though. So we already have 3 rounds on Abby, and she's only 3 points behind Tara and 4 points behind me. So Abby's actually doing a lot better than the leaderboard would reflect.
I'll pay you later, Bon. Thanks for that.
All right, so kicking off round 6, we've got Swan Districts and West Perth at Steel Blue Oval on Friday afternoon. Who's your pick, boys?
Swan Districts for me, Bonnie.
Yeah, we're looking at Swanies 4 in a row for me.
Been in good form lately. They seem a bit unstoppable. Hopefully they can continue that form for us.
I just don't know about West Perth. As we said before, they're so inconsistent. You have to go with the team that's winning. So
it's like betting on the rogue horse. You don't know whether it's going to charge or bolt. You just don't know what's going on. So I think Swanee's particularly off the consistency, as the boys mentioned earlier today. They've been performing, so I think they'll perform again this weekend.
I like your thinking. Next game, we have East Fremantle and South Fremantle at East Fremantle Oval on Friday afternoon as well. Which Fremantle are you guys picking?
The Derby.
The Derby.
How good. Our first Derby for the year with the Fremantle teams. Look, South Fremantle coming off a win, but so is East Fremantle. I'm going with the Sharks to get up. Their midfield's going to be too strong.
Yeah, they're just going to swim away with it, the Sharks.
Oh, wow. I think South Fremantle will have some wind in their sails just coming off the back, but it's hard to go past East Fremantle to take that one out.
All right, moving on to the next game. Another derby, East Perth and Perth at Medibank Stadium on Saturday afternoon.
It's hard to know who's going to hop away with a win on that one.
Oh, Abby, you were on my team. What are you doing?
No, this is a hard game, though. East Perth versus Perth. Perth, very... I think they'll come back firing, especially after last week's game against the Swans. Got a lot to prove.
Yeah. So who's your pick?
I don't know. Come back to me.
I'm going with East Perth. I think Perth will be coming out firing off the 1-point loss, but I think East Perth have been in better form over the entirety of the season this far.
Yeah, I'm going with the Royals as well. I just don't think they can lose back-to-back games.
But I think with the talent on the list, there is no excuse for winning back-to-back games. They do have some of the better players going around the waffle, and you just have to expect them to be able to take it out this week coming off the back of that loss to Subi.
Just quickly, what I think is hurting them is that there's so many changes for West Coast each week. And the players who play for West Coast and they get dropped, they're only training with the the Royals for one day. So they're just coming in, training for a day, getting an hour and a half, whatever their training sessions are. They're getting that time and then just playing a game on the weekend. There's no chemistry between all players and that sort of thing. That's what's really hurting the Royals.
There's definitely something to be said for a team that can operate as a unit. And I think that is something, as you said, that might be overlooked in this new system, where if there are a lot of outs and a lot of players get called up, all of a sudden that void needs to be filled. And it is. It's just, it's changing the dynamics, and it's something that is going to continue to be contentious moving forward. But I think that showed on the weekend that there was a lot of players that didn't know how to read the different plays.
And taking on Subiaco, they don't have many changes to their side, obviously undefeated.
Big call. I've just seen Jack draw a square around P.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Perth.
Ooh, I like it. Adding in some spice.
It's gonna separate the men from the boys at the top of our tipping ladder. I think that cool.
I'm gonna throw a little bit of chili in there.
Just like your chili con carne.
He's just spicing it up.
And the last game of the round, we have Claremont versus Peel at the Showgrounds. Claremont's first home game for the season, if I'm right.
You are right. It's at the Showgrounds, not the Oval, because they're still redeveloping the stadium. Mm-hmm. So they're at the Showgrounds across the road, which, you know, isn't too far away for them. It's second bottom versus bottom. Peel need a win, so they might get up. I don't know. I think Claremont will win because they're playing at home, but they've just come off the bye. Peel, I don't know. It's a flip of the coin. I'm going to go with Claremont just because they're at home.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Claremont. I'd be a bit worried they're same doctors playing, though.
Jack!
That's good. That's topical.
Yeah.
I think Claremont will get up just because they're a proud club, and I think they'll be too proud to lose at home coming off the back of their recent form. I think they'll put on a performance for the fans and take it home.
And that's all of our tips for round six. So we'll be back next Monday to see how we've gone and see how the games have panned out. You've been with Monday Waffle with...
Jack.
Michael.
Bonnie.
And Abby.
Have a good one. Catch you next time.